Rescue efforts for earthquake survivors in Indonesia are being hampered by damaged lines of communication and transport blockages. But work has still continued through the night to try and free people buried under tons of rubble. The government in Jakarta says almost 800 people are dead, but the United Nations puts that figure at 1,100. Meanwhile, as the clean-up continues in Samoa, six Australians injured in the tsunami have been flown to Brisbane for medical treatment. The Philippines is preparing for more wild weather, with another typhoon tracking towards the country. Officials will decide in the next day or so whether to evacuate people. Survivors have paid their last respects to the victims of Typhoon Ketsana at a memorial service. Nearly 700,000 people are seeking help in relief centres. Back home, the turmoil continues for the Liberal Party. The Federal Opposition Leader Malcolm Turnbull has issued an ultimatum saying he can't lead his party if it doesn't back him on the emissions trading scheme. Some party members are now considering leadership alternatives. And Iran has made several minor concessions in rare talks with Western countries in Geneva, including agreeing to open a controversial uranium enrichment plant to inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. More news later.